The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 Doctor. Doctor. And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It is that time of the week, Advanced Medicine. And boy, oh boy, we needed it. I'm glad to be home. Dr. Batar is glad to be home. And we're glad to be on a radio broadcasting to the world a message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Dr. Batar, last week we were talking a bit about strategically what had happened with the movie Vax. And seems like the best thing that could have ever happened to it happened by De Niro pulling it from the Tribeca Film Festival. And now everybody wants to see it as places are calling for its censoring. And it's backfiring on the bad guys.
Well, that's true, but there was also another component that happened where they had De Niro on, I think it was the Today Show or...
Yes.
These shows, yeah, I think that's what it was. And he actually stated that he regretted pulling it.
Oh, not only that, but that he, his wife had said, because he wasn't as up on whatever had happened to his son, he said she watched him revert pretty soon after the MMR. He now seems to believe that may have had a major contributing factor to his son being in the autism spectrum. So he's definitely on our side in that. He's happy that this message is getting out. He has urged everybody to see this film, and he even added into it Eric Gladden's documentary film on Mercury called Trace Amounts.
Right, right. He mentioned that, and he also said that he didn't want it to affect the Tribeca Film Festival, so that's why he went ahead and agreed to pull it, but he said that it's something that he knows he has to deal with, and he said he's just going to deal with it later. But he said he just wanted to open up the conversation, and the mere fact that they wouldn't consider opening up the conversation in itself is an important issue. I mean, if you think about it, somebody who says it's a closed argument, there's nothing to talk about, that's highly suspect in itself, because if there's something that's supposedly controversial, how can you slam it shut? I actually had a drug insert sent to me by a patient in Australia, and it said in there, he was actually shocked because he said, look, just read this drug insert. And it basically said that it was a vaccine, and it said that it has been associated, in the drug insert, it said it had been associated with autism. In fact, I'll see if I can find that that information that was sent to me so we can talk about it on the air. But, you know, I find it very interesting that, in fact, I think I sent it to you. It was a couple of weeks ago. I sent you a copy of it. It was a text message that I sent you, Robert, and I don't know whether you remember that, but it was specifically talking about a vaccine that had been developed and the association in the drug insert with potential of autism that's been
right.
associated with
yeah.
autism.
Yeah, in fact, you know, we were talking earlier about the FDA, particularly, and how well it's protecting not the public, but the drug industry and vaccine industry from the people that it harms. Of course, the FDA doesn't have to protect the manufacturers of vaccines, because that was put into law by Congress with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which now many people are starting to call for a repeal. Because, you know, to remove liability from any company on the face of the earth, of course, to say that's risky is an understatement. And then to mandate the use of a product that has no liability is even, you know, more in violation of something called the Nuremberg Code. And, you know, they took out a lot of Nazis based on this Nuremberg Code. And here we are looking the other way as federal bureaucracies like FDA, violations of this code.
Right, right. Well, this was autism is now, I found it, autism is now disclosed and acknowledged as an adverse event reported for the use of DTaP vaccine. DTaP is the diphtheria and tetanus toxoid and acellular pertussis vaccine. And so the fact that's actually stated in the drug insert is very interesting. So anyone who says that it's a closed issue can't say it's a closed issue, because here you've got already the Centers for Disease Control, as he says, FDA approved diphtheria, tetanus, HLA, pertussis vaccine, and the Centers for Disease Control recommends that infants be injected at 2, 4, and 6 months of age. The DTaP vaccine insert in plain text lists autism, sudden infant death, seizures, up to grand mal, and more as adverse events. And that's what I actually sent you via text. Mm-hmm. And all the references are here. But my point is that when the drug insert from the manufacturer states it already, then how can you say that it's a closed issue? How can you say it's a closed argument? There's nothing to discuss anymore. That in itself is suspect.
Yeah, I think they've if they haven't outright lost the argument, they're definitely losing. That their trend is in a downward spiral, I believe, because the more they call for censorship, the more they say the debate is over, there is no room for questioning, the more people begin to question. And it didn't always happen that way, but we've come to a point of, you know, whether it be the boiling the frog slowly, and they've turned up the heat a little bit too quick with this call for censorship of the film Vaxxed. Regardless, more people than ever are questioning the role of federal agencies in protecting the health of an industry, that is the pharmaceutical industry, over the health of the American people.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. Instead of the population that they were appointed to guard, they're rather protecting the interests of their masters. And so in itself, it's problematic. There's a severe conflict of interest.
Yeah, and if we talk about the insurance schemes, right, we talk about a legitimate role for insurance, that is unexpected catastrophes, right? You're not expecting it. And that's a role where a third-party payer comes in. You kind of pool resources, so not everybody has total is shielded from some degree of harm, total harm and disaster. But the way the insurance game has been played in America for a long time has been into more of a semi-welfare scenario, but it's not that either, because you're paying into it for the most part, not everybody. But then there's this mandatory thing called Obamacare, which rose up 100 years after the Flexner Report. And it was supposed to be portable and affordable, and I think it's become neither. And insurance, I think Deb had sent this to me, insurers warn Obamacare is unsustainable and expect premiums to rise again. I don't know if you see this. You don't take insurance, so that's a good thing. But I mean, people that are relying on it haven't come fully to realize that it's a scheme destined for failure, destined for bankruptcy.
Well, it's just another tax is what it is. It's another form of taxation, and they just don't call it a tax, but that's what it is.
Yeah, but they fine you if you don't, participate. That's the theory anyway. Perhaps that's why it was called a fine, but they had to maneuver it and say it wasn't a fine or it was a fine. It was so confusing by the time Justice Roberts played one for the pharmaceutical industry on the Supreme Court level and said it's constitutional because it's a tax or it's not a tax. I don't even remember anymore. It's so convoluted. But the reality is to participate in this scheme is to your own detriment. Because even those who feel like they need some kind of insurance coverage, maybe they don't recognize yet that the kind of things that it covers is just as dangerous as perhaps the disease they may claim to treat.
Oh, it's killing three birds with one stone. So if you do it, you're going to hurt yourself. If you don't do it, you get fined on top of that. And then, of course, you're getting damaged if you're partaking in Obamacare anyway, because they're essentially promoting things that, for the vast majority of things that they're going to be addressing, are not going to be beneficial because it's, again, chronic palliative type of medicine. It's not definitive cure type medicine. The only place that would come into play would be more the acute care, more the trauma type care.
Sure.
Everything
that,
else
that,
is...
That's the unexpected catastrophe. I was talking about legitimate insurance. And if you were able to buy just that alone, most people, almost anywhere on the economic scale, could afford that kind of insurance, because the premiums are very low for that versus what they have now, where they're covering diagnostic tests that may or may not be actually necessary and helpful, maybe in fact harmful. They cover, of course, drugs, which may in fact be harmful by definition. They're not covering homeopathic medicine. They're not covering massage therapy. They're not covering acupuncture. They're not covering healing modalities. They're not covering organic food. They're not covering detoxification. right? Unless I got it wrong. Maybe in some state they've got some kind of pilot program where they are, but for the most part, this is not health care. As I said, it's disease management. It's basically third-party payers for pills, and Big Pharma runs away with the cash.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Robert. And they've also got now new electronic medical records mandated by the government that are actually flagging people if they haven't had certain types of vaccines, certain types of what they categorize as preventive medicine that to you and me would be detrimental in, you know, by definition, they're detrimental just because of the things that they're doing. And they call it, there was a certain, they're monitoring it for, I can't remember the exact word that was used. I think something to do with dissidents, medical dissidents. Or I can't remember exactly the terminology that was
well,
used.
Well, how about non-compliance maybe? I don't know if those the terms you're using.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a term. It was actually a patient of mine that is contracted to work with the government to set up this new... No, it's called disease surveillance. That's what it was. It was disease surveillance, and those people that are not partaking in the preventive medicine are violating the disease surveillance preventive models and are creating a risk for the rest. Again, coming back to that herd mentality thing.
Right, right. Yeah, if you don't vaccinate, you're risking my baby, besides the fact that they're asking you to risk your baby's life to save theirs. And I don't know about you, but if it comes down to my kids or your kids, you know, what are you going to choose, right? And I perceive, as I do, that these vaccines are very dangerous, and you don't know which one is the one that could be the terminal shot. And to say that I have to do that so that your child is protected is absurd. It also acknowledges that you know your belief in vaccines is not complete, even though you want everybody to partake in it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I don't believe the vaccines are going to protect my child because obviously I'm concerned that your child not getting vaccinated is going to be a bigger threat to my child. Therefore, by definition, you've just admitted that you don't believe in vaccines anyway, but because you just jumped off the cliff or off the proverbial bridge, you want everybody else to jump off the proverbial bridge. And that's a ludicrous, ignorant, idiotic argument that'll never hold water.
Yeah, exactly. But we're dealing with still with high levels of ignorance. But with the overt calls for censorship of this documentary film, Vaxxed, we're moving the so-called football closer to the goal line. That is where everybody becomes aware that the federal government is not in business to protect you from dangerous food and drugs. It's in the business of protecting the manufacturers of those dangerous drugs and vaccines from your, how would we say, response, which, you know, in many cases would be a lawsuit or calls for criminal prosecution for what they're doing to you. Doctors as well for engaging in that risky behavior by injecting these things in infants. At what point does the buck stop with them? We'll ask Dr. Pitar that and more after this break. Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scabell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we are live with Dr. Rasha Batar, as we are each and every week. We kick it off together, Advanced Medicine. If you ever miss a show, of course, you can go to medicalrewind.com, the easiest place, hundreds of hours of archives free for you to download and plug into the healing wisdom that we share here. Also, as international best-selling book, if you haven't gotten it yet, you're new to the show, that's okay. We love all our new listeners. And that is the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Now, of course, for many years we've been talking about the heavy metal mercury and others. There's a medical journal article, though, recently that is The Lancet. And it was just a couple of years ago, I believe. They pointed to fluoride as a neurotoxin. Not like that's new to us, but still, they said to have that linked in the same category as mercury, lead, and arsenic, and still have any municipality in the United States or Canada adding it to the water supply. I mean, this to me is another a crime. You know, it brings in the Nuremberg trial scenario because it's forced drugging of the entire population without informed consent.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And they've done studies where this showed, of course, you know about the synergistic effects of metals. For example, there's only one specific study that's looked at the synergistic components of metals, of heavy metals, and they looked specifically at lead, mercury, and cadmium. And the study was done in the 1970s. I think it was in 1972. And it's the only study that I am aware of that they actually looked at how putting these metals together in the same population increases the negative effects. And so they take a LD1 of mercury, enough mercury to kill 1 out of 100 people, and LD1 of lead, enough lead to kill out 1 out of 100 people. Put it in the same 100 people, and you will have an LD100. You will kill all 100 people. So enough lead to kill 1 out of 100 people, enough mercury to kill 1 out of 100 people, put them in the same 100 people, you will not kill 1 or 2 or 5 or 10. You'll kill all 100 people. Well, fluoride has actually been shown that when you add fluoride to that combination, you increase the potency of that poison, of that toxic substance, and you will increase that to an LD-1000.
Wow. Yeah, we've talked about the additive fluoride as a waste product of bauxite and aluminum mining, and it's a brilliant strategy, although an evil one, for that industry to say, you know what, we'll have to pay hazardous waste materials disposal fees unless we can sell it to stupid people around the country. And the stupid people primarily are in Congress and in state legislatures and then local municipalities. And if they're not outright stupid, then they're willing to be bought off, which could be considered worse, because that gets into the realm of evil that you're saying, well, yeah, if you pay me money, I'll be happy to poison my fellow man, woman, and child in my community.
Wow, Robert, I had no idea that was the background of how fluoride got out there. I did not know that.
Yeah, indeed. This is the starting point.
I really had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, so you think about it, though. If you're in an industry and you have a waste product that would cost you a fortune, probably eke into your profits, maybe even making your industry unprofitable, you find strategies and say, how can we take this waste product and make it a marketable product that people would actually pay for? And that is that was what set the strategy in motion. Of course, the phony science that claimed that fluoride was actually good for your teeth. It wasn't. It was a toxic poison for bacteria that could decay your teeth. And then they said, well, that's why it works. But then again, why ingest it? Why put it in the water supply if it's really a local agent? As a topical agent, it's the only place you could defend it. Even that is unnecessary, because we have so many other natural botanicals, essential oils, even silver that can neutralize, or xylitol is a simple sugar that can neutralize these bacteria without destroying the nerves or increasing the uptake of heavy metals.
Yeah. In fact, Price Foundation, what is it?
Weston Price?
Weston Price Foundation. Weston Price did a lot of research on that, and he went all over the world and he looked at all the populations that were using fluoride and how they caused detrimental in the skeletal formation, and not just in the dental skeletal formation, but in all sorts of different long bones and such. And he was a dentist, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, just his research showed clearly that one should not be using fluoride, and that was, 70, 80 years ago?
Yeah, it's not like it's new information, but a memo to all our new listeners, if it's new, it's okay. As they say, better late than never. And of course, detoxification is a critical part of your recovery, something we talk about consistently here on the show, as well as you'll have a lot of strategies revealed to you in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Also linked up in the show notes, check it out, by Dr. Bitar. Of course, Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, as well, is helpful.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tell you what might have an expiration date. The Skep Duck so-called Quackbusters. They are flipping out over Mike Adams' latest article picking on poor David Gorski. What is he, a chemo drug doctor? Dr. Bitar, you know about this Gorski guy?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know a little too much about this idiot. Did I say that on the air? I'm sorry. I meant to say freaking idiot.
Wait a second. He has a degree, a degree.
This guy is really a class act, not so. I had a patient of mine years ago, probably, oh, it must have been in like 2007, 2006, 2007. It was after my congressional testimony, after Abby testified in front of Congress. And at that time, there was this guy, Orak. Nobody knew who he was. Actually, he was posing as a mother, a single parent, single mother of an autistic child. That's who Orak was. So everybody thought that there was this woman that was a very outspoken critic of people that spoke out against vaccinations. And she was a child with autism, and she knew it had nothing to do with vaccines. That's what everybody thought Orak was. And this patient of mine, this child that I was treating, his father was a security analyst for Microsoft. He did some security work for Microsoft, and he traced he traced 12 people. There were 12 people that were attacking on the internet at that time, really, really vehemently, and found out that all these 12 people with all different identities were traced back to two ISP addresses, both of them card-carrying surgical oncologists with Quackbusters. And one of them was Gorski. And he was actually the one, Orak. Now, he kept his pseudonym of Orak, but that's how Orak was discovered to be not a woman, but a man. And
well, we don't know if he's a cross-dresser or not. We don't.
Well, that's right. We don't know that. And actually, another gentleman by the name of J.B. Hanley basically tore him apart. This was back in 2007, 2008. Just literally tore him apart. I had actually provided J.B. with this information, or it had come up at a conference, and so tore him apart that the guy couldn't even admit who he was. And did a scathing review about Gorski. And then after that, people found out who he was. But it was interesting that these 12 people were actually two people, and both of them card-carrying members of Quackbusters, both doctors. And one of the things was that this guy, Gorski, I'd never responded to any of his antics or threats, or not threats, but, his criticisms, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the things that JB had written about was, he goes, the question that I have, Dr. Buttar is so busy taking care of his patients, but if you're a surgeon and you have this much time and effort that you put forward in responding to all these articles online and these blogs, when do you have time to practice actual medicine? And of course, that was a question that came up and it was never answered. So when people are writing and have such a presence on the internet, that how can this guy be doing any research? How can we see any patients? That could be doing anything legitimate. The answer is he's not. He's got his trolls doing whatever they're doing in the laboratory, and he's too busy putting these types of articles out and creating mass havoc for people.
Yeah, well, they're in desperation mode right now because of the movie Vaxxed and what it's bringing out to the general population who had maybe only a mild passing interest. Maybe they hadn't really considered how devastating this autism epidemic is and that it might be linked, in fact, to vaccines. And now this is happening. They pretty much thought they had control of the messaging, but they're quickly losing control of the messaging, and more people, more people than ever are now just becoming aware of something that we've been talking about for many years on this show and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mike's article is really interesting. Besides all the facts that he outlines on here, one thing that's really interesting is how this guy Gorski he makes certain statements that people, for example, people that have conflicts of interest but don't disclose them should be ashamed of themselves, et cetera, but he won't disclose his own conflicts of interest. And that's really where it comes down to, that there's a drug that Wayne State University is developing that he's involved with, and they're not talking about the use of that drug with autism, but they're apparently already experimenting with it. So this conflict of interest, in fact, Mike goes on to say, general principle is that undisclosed potential conflicts of interest are a far more concern and potentially far more damaging to the scientific process than disclosed conflicts of interest. This is what Gorski wrote in defense of vaccine propagandists. Paul Offit, who's made millions of dollars on vaccines, and routinely conceals his conflicts of interest. But Gorski has also said that his definition of a true shill is one who conceals his ties to Big Pharma and pretends to be objective should be exposed. And yet that's exactly what he's doing. He's concealing his ties to Big Pharma and has not disclosed his conflicts of interest.
Yeah. Well, as we've known in talking about the shifts in consciousness, the growth of awareness, these people are going to come out into the light and be burnt to a crisp by that light as it disinfects the germs that they are.
Right, right. Yeah, right here in the article it goes on to say, but Gorski will not come clean about his own conflict of interest, writes Jake Crosby, writing for Age of Autism. While Gorski is extremely outspoken about autism not being caused by vaccines, he mentions little about what he has to gain from this position. And so then when you start to delve into it, you start realizing what his agenda is and why he's saying it. And, you know, the thing is that people like you and me, Robert, our agenda is out there for anybody to see. Anybody can go and look at what our motivation is, what our reasons are. This is our life. But then many of these other people that are going out there and promoting the opposite, nobody really knows what their agenda is because they hide behind this false sense of interest of the public and this herd mentality issue. You know, we want you to start doing vaccines and taking vaccines for your children because these people that are considered anti-vaxxers, which, by the way, we are not anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine, Robert. You're not anti-vaccine. We're pro-vaccine safety, and that's the whole issue. When you start giving poisons into the body, there's nothing safety or preventive about giving a person a substance that's going to depress their immune system and further expose them to damage.
Yeah, I was on the Jerry Doyle show last week, and you know, I brought this issue up because obviously with Robert De Niro speaking out on the vaccine issue in the movie Vaxxed, it's making obviously mainstream news, mainstream talk show news. And I said to Jerry Doyle, I asked the question, I said, if I am questioning the safety of a car, you know, and I say, you know what, I'd like to see more safety measures. I want to make sure the seat belts work and the airbags are functioning. Does that make me anti-car? And he said, well, no, of course not. So think about this. Why is it that those that are asking for, you know, raising issues of safety over vaccines, why are they immediately called anti-vaccines or anti-vaxxers? And, you know, you started thinking about that, and you go, wait a second, you're right. They've really altered the use of the language for devious purposes.
Right, because that would be like saying that people like you and I are anti-car people, anti-transportation people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We want better seatbelts, right? You're anti-car. You don't want people to go anywhere.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was an interesting story, too. Last week I was in Washington, D.C. for a major press conference as there was a petition put up to the TTB, which is now the Bureau of, an alcohol board, because there was a man in India from a pharmaceutical family, big pharmaceutical conglomerate, kind of left the daddy's company to develop an interesting form of alcohol, an additive, a three-pronged additive to alcohol that was all GRAS ingredients, botanical ingredients, that in combination and concert, it reduced liver damage and DNA damage from the alcohol consumption by a whopping 93%. Now, I don't drink alcohol, really. I don't, and I have, but I don't, and you don't. Jonathan Emord, the lawyer who dropped this on, didn't. Carol Ault was there with me. She doesn't drink. But it was the principle of the thing. If you could have a safer product that people are going to use, would you like to see fewer people with liver damage and cirrhosis? Yes, I would. But there are people that say, well, that encourages people to drink more. I think the people who are going to drink. They don't think about whether it's going to kill their liver or not. Can we reduce the cost to the society of liver cirrhosis? Yes, we could. And the government is fighting tooth and nail against anybody knowing about this.
Yeah, you know, this, you can take this to the next level, Robert. And we've talked about the responsibility, personal responsibility, people taking personal responsibility for their own actions, people taking personal responsibility for their own decisions, for their own life choices, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how much you blame a spoon, you can ban spoons, you can fine spoons, you can say the spoons are the worst thing ever developed, but you cannot blame the spoons for causing obesity. You know, it's like mm-hmm. what they've tried to do with the Second Amendment and say that guns are why there's all this violence out there. I mean, that's the most idiotic thing. Guns don't. People that have licenses to carry weapons, they're not the ones that are going out there committing these crimes. Those are the unlicensed people, and controlling guns is never going to eliminate the violence. In fact, if anything, it's going to promote violence. So it's the same argument saying, hey, we should make spoons illegal because spoons cause obesity because we have a rising epidemic of obesity. You know, I know it's taking this to a ridiculous level, the argument, but you understand what the point is because you can take this and where do you stop? Where do you end? Where does the argument finally, you know, come to a conclusion?
Sure. Well, I opened the show today talking about dangerous dietary supplements increasing the risk for kidney failure. And I thought, wow, is the FDA finally doing something that is going to make something that's really dangerous safe? Well, no. The actual story was about drugs, a whole class of drugs called PPIs, which we've talked about here. And they're linking them, they've already linked them to dementia, but now they're linking them to renal failure. And yet there are no calls for congressional hearings. There's nobody calling for recalls of those drugs, the PPIs, which are everywhere, prescription and over-the-counter. There's no calls for black box warning labels even. Yet if a dietary supplement were causing increased risk for renal failure, there would be congressional hearings, they would shut down the manufacturer, they would fine or try to threaten imprisonment for someone that does that. So it has to be very clear now, clearer than ever before, that these agencies in the government have no interest in protecting the public. They're protecting the economic interests of the small group of monopolists in the drug field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, very interesting times we live in. And we're up on a break. Advanced medicine, in so many ways, it is so cool to hang out with Dr. Bitar each and every week right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. MedicalRewind.com, easy place to get archives. You can check him out also on the web at Dr. Bitar, DrButtar.com. Links are there. We'll be back to wrap it up with, well, some interesting stories. We'll see what's left. And, well, tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the Bureau of Land Management has released the final programmatic environmental impact statement. Examines the use of three new herbicides, and they've come out strongly against herbicides. How dare the BLM do that? Is that what it says, Superdon? They're strongly against herbicides? I don't believe the Bureau of Land Management.
Well, you can't want safer herbicides and be for herbicides, so that automatically means they're anti-herbicide.
Right? Yeah, you call for a safer car, you're against cars. You call for a safer herbicide, you're against herbicides. Of course, herbicides are problematic. You know, when you kill the plant material, of course, what is the impact on up the food chain, right? Or the food pyramid or the food circle of life, whatever you want to call it. And Dr. Vitar, this interesting study just being highlighted in this one article we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It indicates that even 1 week, as little as 1 week of organic consumption, in other words, switching to organically grown food versus so-called conventional foods with pesticides and etc., it leads to a 90% reduction in pesticide poisoning, according to this new study. This is validating some other material reports we've covered over the years, but more evidence that simply cleaning up your act, and we're not saying it gets everything out of your system in that fast, but man, oh man, does it reduce the inflow.
So you said in 1 week consumption of what?
Organic food versus conventional food, it leads to a 90% reduction in pesticide poisoning.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, 89%.
Hey, listen, not to change the subject, I just have a quick point. This guy that Mike refers to in his article about ORAC, this Jake Crosby, I didn't know, but he's a college student?
I don't know.
Student. Jake Crosby is a college student at Brandeis University who's double majoring in history and health science, society and policy, and is a contributing editor to Age of Autism. That's pretty impressive. This guy is just a college student, and he's already dissected one of the top three idiots on the planet.
Wow. I wonder if it's like the son of Crosby with Age of Autism or something.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's a relationship. That's interesting. But, yeah, but it shows you that there are bright lights in the younger generations. We've talked about that, that those that haven't been severely damaged by vaccines, you know, have come in to really transform this planet for a good way. And I think the vaccines we've talked about are an attempt on some level to, and it's a sinister plot and plan that they've implemented, to reduce the ability of these young people to come in and make positive changes.
Yep, yep. Here, hey, Don, this one's for you. This is in one of the blogs as I'm sitting here. This is the only time that I haven't wasted, you know. When I'm on the radio show, this is when I read the stuff that you guys send me, and this is when I actually start reading some of these blogs. But this is great. This one's for Don. This is what other professionals say about Dr. Gorski. These are quotes. Enjoys manipulating evidence to influence opinion. Another quote. Creepy doctor. Another one. From a medical resident. A dishonest, unethical little twit.
Isn't that like quote. That's like from like the health grades or something like that, where people talk, you know, with like the professional website where people can give reviews on them. Yeah. I love
I'm sure somebody probably put in a quote, I tried to see him, but he's too busy writing on blogs about who don't believe in vaccines.
That complaint has been made before.
That's really what did happen. We talked. That was actually written about. I think Mike had written about that. That's exactly what did happen. So patients have complained because he wasn't available to see them, and they said that when they did see him, it was evident that he was more interested in getting him in a trial than he cared about the patient.
Right.
I don't remember where.
By the way, one of our listeners, Carrie, writes, Dr. Batar nailed it today. He is absolutely correct. They are too busy in front of a computer, in reference to people like Gorski, who are supposedly doctors, but they're just all they're doing is online trying to diss people who have different belief systems.
Yeah. But, you know, I have to say something. We really missed the show today. We really did a disservice to our listeners because we spent far too much attention on this idiot. Where attention goes, energy flows, and we just gave him too much energy, so we should change the subject.
right, but he's squirming, so it's okay. Well, listen, bringing it back to the positive, again, if you simply make better choices, dietary choices, it can transform your life in relatively a short time period, as evidenced by this latest study. Now, of course, we're out of time anyway, so what the heck? We want to promote detoxification. Dr. Batar writes about it extensively and, of course, helps his patients, kids included, to eliminate these dangerous things that other people seem to think are okay to inject into children. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not with Dr. Batar, not on Advanced Medicine. Dr. Batar, you got one more sentence to say to the folks, and you know what it is. What is it?
The power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.